A large mob attacks a Bible school in India. Christians in Bolivia refocus their efforts on relief. And new media partnerships encourage evangelism over Eastern Europe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where radical Hindus have attacked a Bible college. MNN's Ruth Bliss has the story.
About 500 anti-Christian radicals attacked a Gospel for Asia Bible college in the state of Orissa Wednesday night. GFA leaders say the mob systematically attacked the 300 students and staff members present on campus. Five students and the women's dorm director were seriously injured. All have been hospitalized. One student is in critical condition. The rest of the student body and staff remain inside the dormitories. Even though police are present, the situation remains tense. GFA founder K.P. Ohanan says this is the most severe situation they've ever dealt with. Members of the nationalist Hindu group called the Bahrang Dal are demanding that GFA close the school and discontinue all other work in the state, a state they've been working in since 1993. Ohanan's asking Christians worldwide to pray this tragedy will provide opportunities to share Jesus with those persecuting them. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
Next, there's a bit of skepticism about a recent report coming out of India. It claims more than 150 Dalits in Himachal Pradesh who had converted to Christianity returned to Hinduism after ceremonies this week. However, President of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Dave Stravers, doesn't know if this particular story is accurate.
The cases that I know about amounted to forced reconversion. I heard a story last month. All the Christians were rounded up, surrounded them, basically threatened them to be beaten or killed if they did not agree to undergo the ceremony.
This isn't stopping Christians. Stravers says there are many who want to help organizations like Mission India.
There are literally millions of Indian Christians who want to be part of outreach ministries, but they don't have the training or the materials. We have, in some cases, a 4 or 5 year waiting list for training programs.
Financial support is the only thing holding them back. You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding in Bolivia has opened doors for evangelism. Grace Ministries International has shifted its school ministry to help those who are displaced. Grace Ministries' Sam Vinton says,
"We may be looking for our own church people, but you don't stop there. This gives us the opportunity then to be able to minister spiritually to those who are hurting, so I think that this could very much enhance even our evangelistic outreach in that area."
Getting food to people is the most important task right now. Most of the crops have been destroyed. Church leaders are meeting soon to determine needs in their community. Vinton says Christians are often unaware of events like this when prayer is needed.
It happens seemingly so often all around the world that we get, in a sense, to the place where it's just another picture, another news item, whereas we need to understand that these are real people.
Pray for those who are suffering and for wisdom for relief workers. Visit our website to get involved. And Eastern Europe bears a dubious distinction among missionaries. Many call this area of the world the graveyard for missionaries because of the discouraging isolation and the low existing percentage of evangelicals. However, HCJB Global's Mike Dvorak says,
"We have exciting partnerships that are starting within three different areas, Croatia, which wants to develop into a regional Christian radio station. There's no Christian radio at all in Croatia right now, in a country that's 0.01% evangelical. Moldova, which is the poorest country in Europe, and we're helping to start an FM Christian station there. In Bulgaria, a studio to produce Christian television and radio programs."
It's young believers asking for the training. They're helping launch ministry among the youth throughout Eastern Europe. Dvorak says,
"Our goal is to support their vision through training, through technology, through fundraising to help with funding." I mean, you can imagine going into a country that's less than 1% evangelical and trying to get resources to put a full-time Christian radio station on the air.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy of 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.